Hammer at Hot Topic today. Why can't Purdue run the football? Go on to our Twitter page at 1017 The Hammer and cast your votes. At the moment, it's the inexperienced offensive line getting the majority of the votes, followed by the inexperience in the backfield. So go on to our Twitter page at 1017 The Hammer and cast your vote. It's Duff. It's Stewart's. You can call or text the show, 765-447-4080. Love to hear from you, Hammerheads, and your thoughts about Purdue football and expectations and panic button, no panic buttons, everything cool. Are you freaked out? Glad there's a bye week. Let us know. Just heard from Bryson Hopkins, Purdue's fifth year tight end.
Good kid, man. He was fun to interview.
He was.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, is there any other, is there a text or two you need to get to here before?
Yep.
Okay. Before we get to your plan to win.
This is from Mark. He says, I honestly believe Jackson Anthrop will be a breath of fresh air at running back because he can hit the corner fast and hit the hole faster. That's what I like. I just want
get up there and go, right?
Go. Yeah. Just go. Get what you can get, go. Let's get going. And plus, you know what, with him being a little bit smaller, sometimes that's tougher because as a linebacker and DB, you can't see him, and then also when you see him, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
He all of a sudden, boop, pops out of there. So I think I'm excited. We gotta do something. How do you expect change if you don't change?
Correct.
Right? You gotta move some things. Like I said, it ain't gonna be any worse. It will not be any worse.
I agree.
And I say that, but well.
On September the 18th, it's a Wednesday.
It can't get any
worse.
In our running game.
Yes, in the running game.
But it can, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. No. We shall see. Was that the only one?
No, it was not. Sorry.
It's all right.
This is from Big Al. He says, Al72, who's stopped by the show twice now. Thank you,
Al. Love Big Al.
Lack of depth and injuries are hampering this team. Coach Brohm is a winner and will get things straightened out, but it will take him. He inherited a mess. You're right. I don't think people actually know how bad it was here.
And I highly doubt that Coach Brohm would fully admit just to what level of bad that it is.
You're not going to.
Right.
And I said what he did with the players we had the last two seasons was almost unbelievable. We just didn't have the guys. And then he says, Daryl Hazel, we don't want those days to return. Patience is needed. This is not an overnight solution. No, we're not. It's not like you're going to. When we talk about this staff, Clayton, we are just pointing out facts. I don't want this staff to go anywhere. Right? Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Who else are you going to bring in?
Exactly.
If you're Purdue, you've already started the process here with Coach Brohm and this staff.
Yeah.
You got the performance center. These guys are making serious dough.
Let them work through it.
No way you'd start over now.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Thank you for the text.
Stu's Plan to Win. Brought to you by LifePlanningToWin.com.
And RG, we were just talking about you off the air, my friend. Whether you're 18, 108, or any age in between, you have some planning needs. Believe it or not, 18-year-olds and young adults need planning too. Much of a parent's decision-making and access to information goes away at 18. Learn more about the type of information and the issues you may face. Visit LifePlanningToWin.com. Get a free planning guide with video explanation, lifeplantowin.com. Talk to R.G. Skadberg, our good friend, our teammate here at the Hammer Down Show, and one heck of a guy, Clayton.
No doubt about it. Interesting opening comments there from Bryson Hopkins.
What do you got?
He said, we might have been ill-prepared, maybe.
Ooh.
When talking about the TCU game.
Ooh.
Didn't have the right mindset.
Hmm.
Us being unprepared and not getting into a rhythm on offense.
Mm.
So, how do you, as a former player, how do you dissect and analyze when he says we might have been ill-prepared maybe and didn't have the right mindset?
Might, maybe.
Yep. Might, maybe. Ill-prepared,
well,
maybe.
Either one, the coaching staff didn't project to the players of how good this TCU team is, or they talked up this TCU team and our guys, which I've done before, go, whatever, these guys aren't that good. You know, you have that kind of, you know, that alpha male, like, whatever. We'll go out there and beat whoever. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I've got to believe that these coaches that we have would be able to recognize the talent of TCU and be honest with these kids.
Now, as part of didn't have the right mindset.
Yeah.
Is that impacted, like, going into the game going, well, we're in a tough spot here because guys we really rely on are on the sideline and we are absolutely cooked going into this game? Or is it some of those things you're talking about where they just are like, eh?
I think it goes down to you have a little bit of doubt in your mind, and as soon as something bad happens, it just takes over the whole thing. Oh, here we go. We knew this could happen. Here we go.
Two drops and Moore getting the ball ripped out of his hands there, yep, on that interception.
That killed us. That the rest of the game you're going, we can't do it. We knew we couldn't do it. We can't do it. We need Sindelar. We need this. We need that. Whatever it is, I think it just, when you have a little bit of that, you know, some teams they almost are so hyped it gets them through the first half, and then you can see it catches up to them. I think this one early, our guys thought, we can't win this game.
What's he mean when he said get our heads in the playbook?
Well, to me that sounds like they're not understanding. Remember I told you on the passing routes, guys spacing was off. They were too close and one DB could cover all those guys. So I'm wondering if with some of those young receivers we're seeing some stuff, and maybe that might be an issue why the quarterback's not finding the right guys, because guys aren't running the right routes. The quarterback's expecting them to run a post and this guy's running an out route, or he's expecting him to cut at 5 yards and he's not cutting until 7 yards. That makes a huge difference. That quarterback, and then he's got to get out of there. That's a good point.
Because the clock's ticking.
You can't see that, though, when a receiver messes up, right? You can see when a DB messes up, but you don't know when a receiver or running back lines up on the wrong side or cuts through the wrong hole or doesn't pick up a blocker or runs the wrong route. So we don't know any of that.
What'd you think of his reaction when you mentioned the Mackey Award?
I liked it because I'm so sick of getting the same answer from all. And I get it. They're trained team first, but you got to have individual goals, because at the end of the day, you are your own LLC, right? If you're not making sure that you're playing at your best, the team doesn't really matter at that point. And if you want to strive to win the Mackey Award, which is given to the best tight end in the country, I think you're going to be doing your team pretty good things. So it was nice to hear him say it'd be great for my family, my friends. It'd be a huge honor. It'd be a symbol of all the hard work that I've put into it, rather than this answer. Well, you know what? I haven't really thought about it too much. I'm focused on Minnesota. I just want to make sure the team's doing well. I want to make sure I can do whatever I want for the team. I want to make team. It was nice to actually have someone give a real personal answer. I thought that was honest. And that's okay. When I played, I wanted to be the guy who had the most tackles, had the most interceptions, and won every award I could.